On Shabbos, the Daf Yomi cycle is making a siyum on Maseches Gittin. I was thinking about siyum just because normally I only give the Shabbos daf. So if we finish on a Shabbos, then I'm thinking about it, and if not, then I do it at home. And we're also finishing Sefer Shmo. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about the halachic implications of siyum. So we know that a siyum is, in general, if one makes a siyum and then has a suda, it's considered a suda's mitzvah. But where does that come from? So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis through Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, says that Abaye said that when someone would make a siyum, he would make a yom tov al rabbanan, he'd make a yom tov for the rabbanan. From here, the poskim derive that finishing a mesechta, finishing a sefer, finishing a significant amount of learning calls for a celebration which has the status of a mitzvah. There's a long discussion of in the Am Shul Shlomo, both in Bava Kama Perek Zayin and Oz Lamed Zayin. At the end of the parak, he has a special section on Siyum, and the long Tshuva and the Chavaz Yar, Tshuva Ayin, Mara Min, Tshuva Kuf Yotet. And they derive it from here, and then they say, well, why is it? Okay, so we know that the Gemara says that there is such a value, but why is there such a value? Why do we celebrate finishing a Seder of Limud? Why is that a cause for celebration? So for that, they point to two Gemaras, one in Tainus Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and one in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that they used to make a big celebration on two Bav, because it was the end of bringing the wood for the Maracha, for the pyre in the on the Mizbeach, on the Beis HaMikdash. And from here, they say, you see that when you finish a significant mitzvah, that is a reason to celebrate. I heard from Rabbi Shai Schechter, in the name of his father, that the day that you make aliyah, you don't say tachanun for this reason, because since it's the end of a mitzvah that takes a lot of effort, a lot of planning, it's a lot of sacrifice, so you don't say tachanun. So I remember when we moved to Israel, so that Monday was a bris of a son of a friend of mine, and Thursday we landed in Israel, so I didn't say long tachanun for a whole week, based on Andrew Schechter's psak. But they derive from here that when you finish a mitzvah, you finish a sefer, you finish a mesechta, so that's a reason to celebrate. And then the Yom Shel Shlomo goes further, and he notes that we traditionally treat a Suda's bar mitzvah also as a Suda's mitzvah. So he said, where does that come from? So he said, the Gemara in two places, in Bava Kama, Vav Amud Beis, Bezayin Amud Aleph, and Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara quotes from Rabbi Yosef, who was blind, that if he would find out that the halacha was like Rabbi Yehuda, it starts with the opposite position, but if we would find out that the halacha was that a suma is chayiv and mitzvahs, a blind person is chayiv and mitzvahs, he would make a party. Because then he would find out that because we say that gadol ha-mitzvah v'yose v'meisha eino mitzvah v'yose, it's greater if you fulfill mitzvahs when you're obligated than when you're not. So if he found out that he was obligated in mitzvot, just finding out that he was obligated in mitzvah would be reason to celebrate. So the Yom Shel Shlomo says, well, a bar mitzvah, when someone doesn't just find out that he's becoming obligated in mitzvahs, but he actually is becoming obligated in mitzvah, that's reason to celebrate. And he says, well, the same is true if you finish a mitzvah. Right? If we celebrate when you find out you're obligated in mitzvah or become obligated in mitzvah, then for sure you celebrate when you actually accomplish the mitzvah, and you actually accomplish the goal, and you're mekayim a mitzvah, and that's part of the reason that we celebrate when we finish a mesech, when we finish a significant portion of learning. And the Gra connects it in Yoredes and Reish Mem Vav to the notion of Simchas Torah. The reason we celebrate when we finish the whole Torah, and we, you know, at least say Chazak, Chazak, Benit Chazak when we finish one Sefer, is because there's this notion of celebrating, of appreciating when you finish a Sefer, especially when you finish the entirety, like when you finish the Torah on Simchas Torah, when you make a Siyum on a Masechta. So that's the basics that the post can bring down. The Maram Mintz writes, and this is the last Tshuva, and the Tshuva is Maram Mintz, he writes that the minhag was that people didn't just make a Suda for a Siyum, but they would invite others when they made a Suda in order to encourage other people to learn, right? If you talk about the fact that you're finishing a Masechta and you appreciate it, so it encourages other people as well. And the Yom Shel Shlomo notes that the Gemara says it wasn't the people who actually finished the Masechta who made the party, it was Abaye, who was the Rosh Yeshiva, made it for them, right? Because there's something about showing that you appreciate the mitzvah that's valuable. Now, the Ramah paskins this way in Yoredes and Reish Mem Vav, that Suda of a Siyum is a Suda's mitzvah based on these sources contemporaneous Achronim, really, to the Ramah. And the post can bring several nafkaminas to this notion that finishing a mesechta creates a status of a siyum. So I'll just mention a few. Some of them we all know. For example, famously, this comes up in a few weeks, Erev Pesach, we say that you can waive the fast of the firstborn, Tainis Becharos, if you make a siyum. It comes from this notion that there's a value of a Sudas Mitzvah to it. The Poskim also bring down, this is brought down in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that there was once a minog to fast on a Yartzeit. But he said that that minog would also be waived if one happened to make a siyum on the same day. Let's say for the Yartzeit, so that would also be a reason to waive that minog. The Shulchan Aruch brings down that even maybe some of Hilchos Avelos could be waived. There are some poskim who say more than that. They say that when you make a siyum, you don't say tachanun. Sharma Mitzvianim Bahalacha to Shabbos Kof Yotet quotes two svarim that I couldn't access. But the Sefer Divrei Chaim V'Shalom, I believe, and I think he quotes it in Siman Kuf Tzadi Bet, says you don't say tachanun on the day when you make a siyum. He also quotes the Sefer Binayahu. Not sure what that is. Other poskim argue, he quotes there a Chuvos Pri Hasada, Chela Gimel, Chuva Kuf Pei Bet, who says that he doesn't think that you don't say Tachanun, because he thinks the Iker Simcha of a Siyum is only if you learned in depth. But therefore he says if you did learn in depth, even he would agree that you wouldn't say tachanun on the day that you made a siyum, which was that significant because you learned it. Not you didn't just finish, but you actually learned it in depth. And if you look through different poskim, they have other applications, other implications of this notion that a siyum creates a situation of a sudas mitzvah. But we're running out of time, so again, just to summarize the basics. Again, the poskim say both based on the fact that the Gemara says every time you finish a mitzvah, there's a value in celebrating that fact, and if we celebrate even when we find out that we're obligated in mitzvah, then how much more so we become obligated or actually fulfill the mitzvah? And it's not supposed to be just for yourself, but it's supposed to be a way of encouraging others to learn, and some of the applications are in terms of waiving potential fast days, also waiving this one is the famous one, eating meat during the 9 days, which, again, the post can bring down, that's true, but only if you didn't rush the siyum for the purpose of eating it, but you happened to finish then. The Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan both don't like rushing for it. And again, it can waive some of the halachos of Avelos, some of the halachos of Yartzeit, and perhaps even the chiyuv to say tachan. That's just some of the basic halachos.